Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to today's episode. We are midway through the Holy Week, the final week before the death of Jesus. It's a commemoration, of course. And we're on the home stretch now on our exploration of the James Mind, Psalm 119. I'm sure you'd agree these past 4 weeks have seen us consolidated on the one success principle upon which others ride, earnest pursuit of the Word of God. God's word or wisdom is the bedrock of anything we could ever hope to accomplish in life. Today we're delving into stanza 19, that's verses 153 to 160, and the topic is Breathe Life into Me Again. Yet another prayer of the psalmist to be filled with God's word. In this heartfelt plea, the psalmist cries out to God for rescue from misery and suffering, expressing unwavering trust in his promises. Despite facing persecution from enemies and witnessing the faithlessness of others, the psalmist remains steadfast in his devotion to God's instructions and longs for revival through his judgments. This stanza culminates in an affirmation of the eternal truth and righteousness found in God's decree. Our takeaways today are: the psalmist clings to God's revealed truths and promises, confident in his ability to redeem and revive. He rejects wickedness. Here there's a clear distinction between the righteous pursuit of God's truth and the indifference of the wicked towards his message. The psalmist longs for renewal and restoration through the revelation of God's judgments, recognizing them as sources of life and mercy. Despite persecution and the faithlessness of others, there's a deep love and commitment to God's commands. Success is found in trusting God's promises, even in the midst of suffering and persecution. True success involves adhering to God's instructions and pursuing righteousness, regardless of external pressures. Seeking revival through the revelation of God's judgments leads to spiritual renewal and transformation. In conclusion, this stanza reflects the psalmist's deep dependence on God for rescue and renewal amidst suffering and persecution. It highlights the importance of trusting in God's promises, maintaining devotion to his instructions, and seeking revival through his decisions. Ultimately, it affirms the eternal truth and righteousness found in God's commands, offering hope and assurance in his unwavering faithfulness. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I remain steadfast in my love for your words, no matter the circumstances that surround me. Your counsel breathes new life into me. Your words are my truth, my life, and my hope, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.